Therefore, it's like this: by mayim is klal, mashma any water you need dafke simonim. Then it says the yamim of nacholim prat, mashma you only need the simonim in a sea or in a river. Then it says by mayim again, chazur klal, so klal of prat, klal of tadal, klal of prat, ma prat meforish mayim noizim. Any water that flows like from the ground, it's noizim. It is a flow. The ocean has its own flow of water in the rivers. Is afko mayim noizim, any live water that flows. So therefore, mavi, what do you include? Charitzim unitzim yisura. That charitzim unitzim, those like small flowing water, that's included to the chayim, that's also baim to the sea. That's also called water that generates by itself. Yeah. Has to be running water. Therefore, includes like gutters and trenches, yeah, that these things have running water. But then, what do we come to exclude though? Is so, umamiyut, a boirus tikhun, a boirus latera. That boirus, that's like water's in a clay. No, it's not flowing water, it's like dead water. Rashi says, charitzin is, Rashi says, the dumb, charitzin aruchin, xeramitzin, rechodin, yelavir ledogin. So those are like flowing water. If the water is just stationary in a bowl, in a ditch, so that's going to a kli, and that's left there. Yeah. Alright, let's stop here. We were holding down Samach Zayim Amar Aleph on top. Again, the Gemara answers, I, the Chur, it's not a klal or prata klal, because the two klolis were smuchim zelazir. So more on top answer, the klal is that hito prat b'neim. In the case we have two klolim, one next to another, so you have a right, but there are sichos drushos, to put the prat in between them. And therefore, for doing the klal of prat b'klal, you have a right to be darshan the psukim with a klal of prat b'klal. Rashi says, hito prat ha-somuch lim, or tunu b'neim, but doing the klal of prat b'klal, the tababe kol kain ha-prat. It can mar anything like the prat. Hilkach, therefore, ilav, iloy teichlu kamo, if it might be in the kain a prat, afilu boris, the dom in the prat, of ochi, shem, main gudelu magabe karko, any water that's on the ground, ablachir, sif, teichlu kamo, dashin, iloy hochi, ma prat, mefurish, mayim noivim, only water that is noivim, it flows. Av kol mayim noivim, any water that flows, visrabi charitzim mitzim, these type of small canals, but the water is flowing, misura. Kelu, v'lo yisrabi beris, but we do not include beris though. Again, here in the middle of the shalav, if you have these shrotzim in the water, even though it doesn't have snap, if it has kessel, so you're allowed to eat them or not. So you have a drosha that anything in the yamim, in the ocean, that's lost the teeth, unless it has the simonim, who are din in the horus and the rivers. If the klal of prat, the klal will be marbo, who within any flowing water has the iser of fish, unless it's also teeth them, unless they have tapka keshus. Ma'ashen kein stale water, like in the kli, or even the burris, sikh the murris, even though it has a shrotzim inside there, you're allowed to drink the water. So the Gemara says like this, that we're doing the klal of prat, the klal, that ba'mayim is klal, mashm, anything in the water you can only eat, unless it has not of the kashkeshes. By yamim uvanacholim, that's a prat, that it says only ocean water and river water. Then it says by mayim at the end is chozor klal, it's another klal, much many water. So then we darshin klal, a prat, a klal, is the atadana ukena prat, it's only darshin it like the prat. So maha prat mefurish, mayim noivim, just like the prat, the yamim and the nacholim, that's oceans and rivers. That water is flowing water, afko mayim noivim, any water that flows, we have the halachim, that they're not letting the fish or anything inside it, unless they have the snap of the kashkeshes. Without the snap of the kashkeshes, it's also teeth them. So now, that's the plat. Now, because of the cloud, what do we marble? My ribi, what do we marble? What do we add on to the surim? It's also teeth them without the simonim. Charitzim and itzim lisura. You have these small canals, these long canals like, they're also has to keep anything inside it, unless it has a simonim, unless it has a snap of the kashkeshes. That's to have the fins and the scales. Rashi says, Chavitza means Aruchim, the long, firm, and short. Nitzim, Rechovim, the very wide. Yeah. So these are the two halachas. So these two, since the water flows, also it's also to eat anything inside them, unless they have the simonim. Umam niyat, what's the niyat though? What are we excluding? What is mutter to eat, even though it doesn't have the simonim? That's the boiret, asichin umarit, lateroi. We have a mere to say that anything in stale water, water that does not flow, like in burrows and ditches, or sikhra morris, anything that's found in this type of water that grows inside it, it's mutatit, even though it does not have simonim. So that's why we dashed before, the klal aprat, the klal, that anything that's in stale water, like a kli, or like this here, burrows, sikhra morris, it's mutatit, even though it's not, does not have simonim. Now the Gemara says, the Eimer wants to know that the Eimer, let's say, Ma Prat Mefurish Mayim Gedelim Agabi Karka, like the Yamim, the oceans and the river, the water that flows on the ground. So maybe if so, Afko Mayim Gedelim Agabi Karka, any water that's on the ground has the same halachas. And they do not let eat any fish or any shrotzim, even in the bor, even if the water is stale, stationary, but maybe since it's on the ground, it should be yosa teat from it. Unless there has simonim. If so, or my ribui, what do we be marba evenly sura? Maybe a filu boris sichinamaris lisura. That even fish or shrotzen that's found inside a ditch, or a sichinamaris also long ditches, but they don't flow the water, maybe also is lisura. That you're not allowed to eat from it unless they have simonim, because this water is also on the ground. If so, my miyat, what's the miyat to say that there's something that's mutter teeth even without simonim? Maybe only miyat kelim. Maybe only kelim it's mutatit. Fish that grows inside a kli, since in a kli it's not on the ground itself, that's what's mutatit even without simonim. But maybe any water that's on the ground, if it has fish, it's also tidit. Simonim says, no, and kelim if so, toichlu mayahanali. What do I have to have the extra word toichlu for? Like, the extra word teichlu is common teach as this. The Rashi says, "When came teichlu ma'anelei, belav iunami kelim lemisri." Even without the extra word of teichlu, I would know that fish that grows in a kli is mutter. The holy domi leprat pemidi is not like yamim unecholim. So no tzatas neitzasa. Elav to elo teichlu lemisri borisasa. When it says what the extra lashon of teichlu means, include that even the fish that's found in Beirus, they're also mutatit. Because that's what will make the Joshua klal aprat klal, that even fish that's found in Beirus, they're mutatit, even though they don't have snapper the karkashas. Again, that'll be created there. Not that just they came out of the yam into that. You know, you stand catch fish and then put it into a pond, into a fish place, Dalbaras Kobiyosa. It doesn't have snapper the karkashas. Kalin here means it was grown there. Was raised here, born there. Right, Adi Gemara says, Tevei Rabbi Yishmael Tana. Rabbi Yishmael was like this. Bamayim, Bamayim, Shtei Ponim. The Torah says it twice. This ribuy of Bamayim, Bamayim. So therefore, the Torah doesn't put the Prat in between it. Prat is later. So before we said, still we dash the Torah Klal HaPrat to Klal. Rabbi Yishmael holds no. He holds, Ein Zeh Klal HaPrat is not considered a Klal HaPrat, since the Prat is not in between the two Klalim. Rather, the way to dashing this is el ribu yamiyat. You dash them to us a ribu and a miyat. The what? Bamayim is a ribu. Mash many things in the water you can eat without simonim. Then it says bayamu n'cholam miyat. No mash only fish in oceans and rivers you can eat without simonim. Then it says again bamayim a second time choiz of ribu. So therefore the klal is ribu yamiyat for ribu. Is ribu akur remember everything. Or Mari, what do we come to include that terror that you'll not eat it, even without simonim? Charitza munitzim, no, forget, or Mari, what do we marble isura, that you have to have simonim? That charitza munitzim isura, even long canals, as long as the water flows, that you can't eat any fish in it without simonim. Or Mamit, what's the meat then? Boris tichinamaris la terra, that you have fish grown in a ditch, or a tichinamaris, that's mutatit them even without simonim. And this we ask the question, why don't I say, my ribu borisich no maris li sura? Maybe no, even borisich maris is also tidit. Since the water is on the ground, even though it's not flowing, Maybe it's also to eat anything inside without simonim. Now my rib, what's the rib to say? It's mutter. No, my rib was so you bore sikhumarasli sura. Or my meat, what's the meat latera? Meat kalim, maybe only fish that's grown in a kli. Your utensil. That's what's mutter to eat without simonim. But maybe any type of water on the ground that's also to eat from it. Where it says in Tana. So again, the same question. Teichlu mahamalei. What do I do with the extra word teichlu? Without this, without the word teichlu, also I would know that at least the fish in a kli is muta. As in, since an extra word teichlu means to include something else, latera. That's why we say even the fish found in these birds, teichlu, is also muta. Another one says, v'epechano, why don't I change the whole thing around? V'epechano, kidatoni matisio, the way he learned. The Tony Matisio Brev Yehuda. He learned like this, that Ma Roy is the rabbis, Boris Tichon Amoros Latera. How do you know to say that the fish that's found in stale water, it's more to teach them even without Simonim? Oloi Tichorit needs some Lisuran to tell me any fish that's found even in the canals, as long as it's flowing water, it's also to teach them without Simonim. Ma Bani, Boris Tichon Amoros, Shainat Surim Kelim. Says it's a small like that. That bird is tichensis, the water is stale water, it's gathered together like a kli. So therefore it's latera. Omaitsani charitsanunitsin, I exclude the canal's water, shein atzurun kakelim. They're not atzurun kakelim. That's what's more mistake with the dash in this way. And the other more cast was apechon, let's change it around, and let's say that nitsim charitsim is latera, and maybe bird of tichin is lisura. So that doesn't make sense. A lot of it's more mistaken this way, that water, stale water, is more daima to a kli, that's muta, and the flowing water, that's more daima to the yanim, therefore it's also. So that's more mistaken the dashing this way than the dashing the other way. Nothing more it says. Hi, sosu vai mefurs. And before we said a lesson that one postik is sosim, one postik is mefurish, learn that one from the other. So what's called sosim, what's called mefurish? What's this open and what's closed? Rashi says, the omel yel, hoyev hitte bestam, is a hitte bestam, a hitte mefurish. So what's called clearly and what's called only stam? So Mora says, machlek, it's figure of a ravach or ravina. Chad omel, yesh loy mefurish, that when they have simonim, that it's muta, that's the ferish. The yein loy, and they have to teach the fish that does not have simonim in the kelim, that's called sosim. That doesn't say clearly. That's sounds like hidden. The chadam one says no. Ein loy mefurish, where it doesn't have the simonim that's mutatit it, that's what's mefurish. The yesh though, when it has the simonim, that's sosim. Smog explains no. My time of the mandiyoma, what's the mandiyoma, what's the time the one that says yesh loy mefurish, when it has the simonim that's mutatit mefurish, Omlocho minayhu duko mishtori. We're talking about that. Omlocho minayhu duko mishtori. We're talking about fish that has simonim on it. Kelim ma'ir. So therefore, that's the mefurish. We're talking about fish that has simonim on it. That's the mefurish that the Torah is talking about. Rashi says, "Who kro the mishtori b'yesh tasmam v'kash keshes kor mefurish." The poster that talks about the scales and fins. That's what says clearly. Leheter. Now, Kalim, lot of Kalim below Simonim Tarek, because Dorsh Liel. Yeah. So Rashi says, well, Minehu, the Kor, Mishtoi Kalim, to the Precious, the Kor Yamiyat, the Yosem, the Ramayat, Ein Loi Gabi Yamu, no Cholim, to the Siv, no Cholim, Utoichlu, the Loi, Shein Loi, Melo, the Kalim, Loi Yamayat, Habakor, the Mishtoi, Bein Loi, the Liel, Nami Mishtoi, Minei, yeah. Yes, that's called Yemishtoi. The post is talking about that. Now, my time of the man the Yomar Ein Loi Mefurish. No, the halacha where it doesn't have the stuff of the kaskeshes. That's called Mefurish. Ta'ayhu dekol mukach aheich. Because that's the one that's explaining what the other one means. Why? Because the imeheich avemino. The kelim afagav the yisleit namadatechel. From the one pasuk, I thought even though the fish that's in the kelim also can eat from it. It's only from the other pasuk that I know it from. Rashi says, "Di mehecha v'mina banecholim oysom tach, what if I have to say, in the rivers you could eat from them, ho bekele mafilu oysom letechlo, the more said before, from this possible land, I would have thought to say, fakat, the yamar v'nechola means to say, even fish that has simona, maybe you don't eat them if they're in the ocean or in the river. How do I know to say, fakat, that when they're in the kalim, I would have thought to say, when they're in the kalim, it's also to eat them altogether. So I need the other pasuk to megal on this. Therefore, the other pasuk, that's called mefurish. That's teaching us clearly that about the fish that's in the kalim, that's mutatit, even without the simonim. So that pasuk is called mefurish. Rabbi Moore says, Omer Afuna, La Lishri Inish, Shichra Bitsavaisa, the Yurta. A person should not like strain out beer on wood, a wooden strainer at night time. Rashi says, Lishri means Lashon HaShefiyah, and you're pouring out the wine. You're pouring it from one clue to another clue, and you want to put a strainer in between. Shichra Shisash of Tamarim of dates. The incident learned, because in date beer, there's a lot of worms there. So, but Svayt Rashi says, Sivishim Simon Noitzim Derech Eitzim V'Koshim B'Koshim Dakim, that they want to strain it out over wood. So you should not do this at night time. Rashi says, why? Koshim Tipo Telas Ala Koshim, maybe worms that came out of the dates, now when you pour it out, will fall onto this wood. And you're not going to see it. And then later it'll fall back into the water. And then it became asa. For since at one time it was on the ground or on the wood, that's called the sheretz asheretz alaretz. So kozman is in the kli, in the water, it be muta. That's what we had before. That's called trots, and the first were created in the water, in a kli, that'll be muta. But now when you pour it out of the kli, and it goes onto this wood, so that'll be called the sheretz. I think Moore says, Dilma may be porish li'el mitzvaisa. Maybe first the worms came out onto the sifter. For hoda nofel akos, and then it falls back into the cup. There the oiver mishum sheretz asheretz alaretz. And once this thing left the water and started to creep on the wood, it has an issa now of sheretz asheretz alaretz. And when it falls back into the water, it becomes awesome again. So that's why it's awesome. So Moore says, the yachi is so. The mononami, even the kli itself, also in the original pitcher or the bucket, there you made the beer. Dilma, why were you afraid? Dilma, porish la dafna, the mona. Maybe the worm started to creep up to the top of the barrel. For all the nofel of mona, then it fell back into the barrel again. So maybe also it comes to the top of the barrel, like the source of called out of the water already. And the shorst of Hashem, Hashemet, Hashemet, Halalot. So when it says no, Hosem, Haina Ravisa, over there, that's the way it grows. Therefore, even when it goes to the top of the barrel, it's still called the sheretz in the kli. How do I know what to say? This is the time we learned. Minayim the rabbis boris tichon amoris. Shesh shoysa v'shoysim him. And you let it bow down and just suck the water out of these boris tichon amoris. And you don't have to be afraid there's some sheretzim inside it. V'inanimna. Because even the sheretz you find inside this barrel is mutatit. Talmud, the prophet says, Teuchlu mikol ha-shabamayim. You let eat anything in the water. That means anything in a kli, let eat. The question is again, Velechash, let's be afraid. Dilma, Porosh, Dafna, maybe went inside to the side. For the Nofel, then it fell back into the kli. Elahani Ravisha, that's the way it grows. Calls them on the worm. Is only inside the kli, did not go outside the kli. That's still called the way it grows. It's not called the Sheretz Oretz yet. It's how can ever be us also by the sifter, the barrel here. Haini Ravisha, that's the way it grows. Omle Rav Chizla Rav Huna. Tanya Dimisaylach. I'll bring you proof to what you're saying. Tanya Dimisaylach. Says, Kol Asher with Asher with Alort. It isn't the creeps on the ground. Is Le Rabbis Yavchushin Sassinunon. Also, this type of Shrotzin, Vashin Yatushin, small ends, Dakin, an incest from Machofa Shayayin. The small ends that you find on the wood in the wine. So, Kisa, if you sift it out, the wine, and you find no ants on it, it's also Yehushim Sassinon. So the deek is time of the Sinanon. Why is it also? Only because he was Sinanon, because he sifted it out already. Therefore, we have to be afraid that maybe these worms like came on it after it left the Yain. You see, that's why it's also. But Holoi Sinanon, let's say they did not sift it out yet. Holoi Sinanon, they didn't sift it out yet. Then Shari, then it's Mutter. But what's inside the kli itself, that still remains mutter. That's not a problem. It's only what comes out that's also. What's inside is always mutter. Yeah. It's only in front of through a strainer, that's when it's also. Without a strainer, it'll be mutter. Yeah. The other one says, Omar Shmuel, kishois, if you have cucumbers, sheshlia, cucumbers that became wormy. If you have worms inside your cucumber, that depends. Biyaviha,